Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Julius Adewumi of the Gospel Distribution Ministry. I've been going through the book of Daniel, and we are right now at Daniel chapter 12. And I would like to wrap it up in this Daniel chapter 12. This has been an intriguing chapter where God showed to Daniel from the beginning to the end, from the time of Daniel till the end of the world, prophecies of what will happen. In fact, angels visited him over and over again. And in chapter 11 was full of detail that was almost too detailed for many of us to be able to figure out. Even looking back at history, it was still difficult for us to figure out some of those kings that are waging war against one another that the angel tried to give detail of. However, it happened because we could know who was the king of the north in that narration. It would have been the Roman Empire was the king of the north in that generation, and the king of the south was the Egyptian Empire. And there was constantly wars between those two nations, two empires, all through that first century after Christ, or even before Christ. So we could see that the prophecy was just like the angel said, and it jumped to the end of the world as it moved closer to the end of Daniel chapter 11. It actually narrated some of the things that we are expecting for the Antichrist to manifest at the end of the world, that we will take over the whole world, so to speak, and actually try to set his tabernacle or his headquarters in Jerusalem. But all of those things are predictions that we can say, maybe this is how it's going to happen, maybe this is how it's going to happen. And I can say the Lord has not specifically revealed a vision to say exactly what will happen to anybody particularly, but God chose dreams and visions that will give us some insight of what may happen. But those insights are still sometimes in symbols, so that we still have to interpret those symbols also. And that's how the Lord has been working. But what the angel gave to Daniel was very close to not being just symbolic, but more like detail. When he talks about the king of the north and the king of the south, how they wage wars, all true. They are not just symbolic, they are really getting to the literal description of what was happening in that generation. And we can look back at history and see how they were fulfilled. Now I'm going to go to Daniel chapter 12. After the angel narrated all of this and said and we came to the end of where the Antichrist in Daniel chapter 11 verse 45 will plant his palace in the around only on the glorious holy mountain, which we believe he's talking about Jerusalem. And we can see in the world right now there have been confrontation between the Israelis and the Arabs, the Palestinians, and there have been talks in the United Nations that maybe Jerusalem that they are fighting over should be made an international city, which means the United Nations wants to make it an international city, like putting the headquarters of United Nations there or something like that, where it would not be owned by Israeli or by the Palestinians or things like that. But look at what the Bible is saying, that this leader of the world at the end of time in chapter 11 verse 45 we plant the tabernacle of his palace between the seas in the glorious holy mountain. See, that looked like moving your headquarters to that city, and that is what the Bible has prophesied or predicted. And there have been also some talk that the Roman Catholicism papacy have been thinking of moving their head office from Rome to Jerusalem, whether that will happen or not, but there have been talks like that. If that happened, that will also be like a fulfillment of something like this, because the prince that shall come was mentioned in the book of Daniel chapter 9, which was not talking about the Christ. And he said that after Christ was cut off, a prince that shall come, the people of that prince that shall come will be the people that will destroy Jerusalem. And we know from history that Jerusalem was destroyed in 70 AD after Christ by the Roman Empire. And if a prince will come from that people, then that will be from Rome. And if the papacy is the prince that will go there and set up their headquarters there, then we should be watching. So the scripture or prophetic scholars are watching all of those events and all of those declarations and all of those movements. But in the end, what God said, whether we understood or not, what God has planned is what will happen. Just like the angel said, let me read it again, what the angel actually specified here. In Daniel chapter 11, here is the angel telling Daniel exactly what will happen. Daniel chapter 10, really. Verse 21. The angel said, "But I will show thee that which is noted in the scripture of truth." That is what I'm trying to point out. This that is narrated by the angel, he said, that is noted in the scripture of truth. Which means all these things that are happening has already been written down in the scripture of truth in heaven. We are just going through a drama that has already been pre-recorded. The world is going through a drama that has been pre-recorded. So it will happen just like God said. Now let's go to Daniel chapter 12 and see the climax or the conclusion of the whole matter. The angel continued to talk, and in verse 1 of Daniel chapter 12, he said, "At that time," this is the angel Gabriel talking now, he said, "At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people," and the people, "and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book." In the book of Zechariah chapter 14, God said, "I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle." Now, God said, "He will do this, he will gather it." So sometimes when things are happening in the world, the men of the world may think they are the ones doing it. If United Nations decided and said they were going to take over Jerusalem from the Arabs and the Palestinians and the Israelis that are fighting over it, they will think they are the ones trying to do it. For them to take it over, they may have to send some soldiers. They call them peacekeepers. Or if these people are not going to hand it over peacefully, they may have to send soldiers to drive the parties out of the city. But God said he is the one doing it, not the United Nations. So you can see God uses the finger of men sometimes when God is making things to happen. That is why we have to fear before him. Fear before him all the earth. Now here is what God said, or what the angel was saying. He said, "At this time of the end, at that time of the end, Michael shall stand up." Michael is the great angel that, he said, delivers the people of Israel. He is the one that represents or that fights for Israel. In every nation, there are spirits that are ruling those nations. In the world that is a world of unbelievers, satanic spirits are ruling those nations. That is why the angel said the prince of Persia delayed him. And that prince of Persia is not an angel and not a woman being, but a spirit working for Satan. But the land of Palestine is what God has preserved for himself. And God made Prince Michael an angel, the angel of God, angel of God, to be the representative that is owning that portion of land. And whereas the whole land belongs to God, but that portion he has accepted, he has held, and he said, "With thee I will bruise all other nations." That land is what God is using to be a stepping stone for him to take over the planet Earth. And that was why he gave the land to Abraham. That land is the stepping stone that God will use to take over planet Earth. Because when God gave it to mankind, Adam lost it and gave it back to Satan to rule. And God is going to take it over. So the Lord Jesus Christ came and took the power over the world back from Satan. And they rejected Christ, so he has to go away. That's why the Bible said in the book of Daniel, or actually in the book of Isaiah the prophet, he said that he would be cut off from among men, from the seed of men. He was cut off from his own land. The land of Palestine that these people are fighting over belonged to the seed of Abraham. The only seed that was promised to Abraham is the one seed, the Messiah. Not seeds, but one seed. And to thy seed. And that was mentioned precisely by the letters of Apostle Paul, where he said, the seed we are talking about is Christ. So the land also then belonged to Christ. But they have cut him off from his own land by the Jews that claimed to be owning that land. Because they thought they were the seed of Abraham. But Christ said, "Yeah, if you are Abraham's children, you will do the works of Abraham." Which means many of those that didn't believe in him, he disowned them and said they are not Abraham's children. See what I'm talking about? But who are then the Abraham's children? Those that are elected by God. Like Apostle Paul said, "So the remnant of Israel will be saved, but they are by election." Those that are called and chosen by God, and they will be numbered, they are the elected few. Worldwide also, God is electing Gentile believers. So only those elect will be saved. So that's why God will allow all those trouble upon the land, upon the Jews, and upon the Arabs that are there, until they are almost wiping one another out. But here is what the angel said. for that time of trouble to start, Michael will have to stand up. He owns the land, and when he stands up, there will be a time of trouble because there are demons on the land right now. All the Arabic countries, all the Islamic countries, all the Jewish countries, all the sinners and ungodly people are in Israel. Just go to Israel, it's no different from any other country. Just go to Jerusalem, it's no different from any other big city. There are prostitution everywhere, and there are homosexuals everywhere. They are even trying to legalize homosexuality, just like they are legalizing it in all our countries of the European world. So it's just like ungodly world, just like any other country. And yet they claim that they are the people of God. Of course, there are rabbis and religious group that are so just as fanatic in that small sector, but they are the what you would call the religious group. And then you have the non-religious, the secular, that are ruling the country. But there are also the pop houses, the drink houses, and all those things. It's just like an ungodly city, just like any other city. You understand what I mean? So what I'm saying then is, when Michael shall stand up, there will be a time of trouble, because all the demons of sin, all the demons of ungodliness that are roaming all over the land, will agitate, and there will be trouble. And there will be confrontation, there will be war. And when Michael stand up, trouble starts in any land. Trouble from the spirit. So you that is listening to me, are you a wise person or a fool? Because it is the fool that we say there is no God. The Bible said they are corrupt and they do abominable things. So if you are a wise person, you will listen to what we are preaching to you today, telling you that the Lord Jesus Christ is the only way, like he said. And the Bible has made it clear that he owns the world. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And he's going to come and take it over. And when he takes over, he's going to give the whole world to the saints, to the Christians. Those who are dead Christians will be resurrected, because the rest of the world will have been wiped out. And the dead in Christ will rise first. And we that are alive till that time will be changed to immortality, to live here forever. And we're going to reign on this earth for another 1,000 years with the men in the flesh to control, to try to make them to do the right thing. And this planet belongs to the Lord, like we say, and it will be turned over to saints forever, because the righteous shall inherit the earth. Are you a wise person? You want to be righteous so that you will be partaker of this kingdom that is coming. But if you are a fool, you think this is just fairy tales. That is not fairy tales. If you are a fool, you think there is nothing like God, that this is just religion made by men. But you are wrong. And I want you to think about what you are doing, because the time is short. Your own time may be even shorter. But the time is short. Christ is coming soon. But the time is short. Your time may even be very short, shorter than what we are talking about. Because it's how much you have for now to decide whether to accept Jesus. It's the time that you have allotted. How much do you have for now to decide today that you will accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or you are going to keep on going your own way, thinking that your religion will save you? There's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And the angel said, those who are wise, they will shine as the brightness of the firmament. And those who are turning many to righteousness will shine as the stars forever and ever. Now, this is the closing of it. The angel now talked to Daniel. He said, Daniel, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Now, the angel prophesied that more knowledge shall be increased. Just think about the knowledge that has exploded since the time of Daniel, when they were still using chariots of horse-driven chariots. Even up to 200 years ago, men and women beings are still using horse-driven chariots. But look at the end of the world. The angel was saying, at the end of the world, knowledge shall increase. Many will be running to and fro. Look at the type of technology we have now, the transportation system. It's much more than talking about running to and fro. Jet liners going from transcontinental flight that can take just a few hours. In the generation before this, it's almost like impossible. So many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Danger prophesied it. Knowledge has increased. Look at how people can trade from here to, you can send email from America to China, and it appeared there in a few hours. People can talk back and forth on the telephone from any part of the world to any part of the world. Knowledge has increased, like the angel said. This is the end of the world, friend. When you see all of these things, you make us to know that we are really at the end, because the explosion of knowledge in the last 50 years has been remarkable. The explosion of technology, knowledge of computer, and knowledge of communication, talking back and forth. Now they are building a space platform where they can live in space. United Nations is building one. Knowledge has exploded. But God said, the knowledge of the word of God also is increased to us, so that we may know all these things and prepare ourselves, because the Lord is coming soon. Now let's go to verse 5. Daniel started talking now. Daniel said, "And I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two." He saw two other angels. The one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, "How long shall it be to the end of these wonders?" I mean, he saw the angels now discussing among one another, saying, "Tell us when, how long will it be? Tell us the timetable. You have told us all these stories. Tell us the dates. Let's see what will be the length of time between one to the other." And the angel, verse 7, "And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished." Now, who is the he he's talking about? He's talking about the Antichrist system, the kingdom of the world at that time. "We scatter the power of the holy people," means there will be a lot of persecution, and by the time the persecution continues and the saints have almost been scattered, there is no more resistance by the holy people to this ruler of the world at that time, then everything will be over, because God now will come and step in. So that is what he's talking about here. But he mentioned a time and times and half a time. People have assumed that could be a time means 1 year, another two times for two years, and then half a time means making 3.5 years. But it may not be so. It may not be talking of 1 year. It could also be talking of a time could be 1,000 years, two times would be 2,000 years, and half a time, and so on. But we just assume that, let's say he's talking about 1 year, 2 years, and 2.5 years, or 3.5 years. Okay, now, but what the angel is saying is that it's going to give us where we are going to begin to number. He says it's going to be for a time, times and half. But when all the persecution will have taken over all the holy people, that they have almost destroyed the holy people, so everything will be over. And you can also say, who are the holy people? Maybe you can say, look at the war that he said will happen in Jerusalem. He said half of the city will have been taken. The remaining half will not be cut off. So that's almost like saying the holy people, the people of Israel, will have been overtaken and taken over by this world war. Then God will step in. So there are many ways you can interpret that. Now let's continue here. Verse 8. He said, "And I heard, but I understood not." Even Daniel said he couldn't understand all these things, too much for his brain. Especially just think about him looking ahead and just hearing all these prophecies. Because in his own time, there were prophecies. Even the ones that happened afterwards, like the Messiah come and gone, and the kings of the south and the kings of the north fighting, they were just too much for his brain to just be visualizing how those things take place. So he said, "I understood not. Then said I, oh my Lord, what shall be the end of these things?" I mean, just tell me the final conclusion. And the angel was not going to take to Daniel. He said, "Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end." You see now, the angel was telling Daniel that this thing is not for you to really understand these things. Nobody will be able to understand it except when it comes to the time of the end. Why? Because at the time of the end, we will be able to see this thing that's written down. It will be history to most of those will be history to us. That's why we could look back at this chapter 11 of Daniel and see the history of the world unfolded like the angel has said. The North Roman Empire and the Egyptian Empire and all those things, and the British Empire and all the persecution that took place in Europe against the Christians, and how Jerusalem was destroyed and its Jews were scattered, and almost 2,000 years later they were all brought back, and they are still going back to Jerusalem right now, just like this angel has prophesied. So we can understand it better because we are now looking back at history. And that was why the angel told Daniel that, "Go your way, for the walls are closed up and sealed till the time of the end." It's only at the time of the end they can understand these things. And I thank God that he let this thing be written for us to be able to understand it. For us to be able to look back at history and see where the world is going. Because we can see what the angel said, and we can see where the world is going. And actually, when you look at the book of Daniel chapter 7, where the other angels have prophesied that these beasts, which are kingdoms of the world, taken over from one another, and the last beast will do great wonders, persecuting, destroying, and speaking blasphemies against God. That is the persecution of the saints and the Christians at the end of the world that will also take place. But he said at the end, God will sit, and the saints of God will be given the kingdom. That is what we see in Revelation chapter 20, when the saints are resurrected to live on this earth again. But the world will have gone through a world war that will destroy them, because God said, I will gather them for their own destruction against Jerusalem, and then God will step in and wipe them all out and destroy the cities and the countries of the nations of the world. That time is coming. And you that is listening to me, you better prepare. If you belong to Jesus, you have a hope. If you don't belong to Jesus, you better come and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, so that you can be a partaker of this kingdom that we say is coming. Now, the angel went further in Daniel chapter 12, verse 9. Verse 10, I said, many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Now, are you a wise person, like I said before? If you are a wise person, you begin to understand what we are saying. He said, many will be purified. The Christians are being saved from all over the world, right? And people are being saved and come to Christ and purified to live a holy life. And there will be persecution to even purify many other people. At the end of the world, there will be a lot of purification going on. People that are being prepared for the Lord's coming. That is taking place. Right? That is what the angel is alluding to. That many shall be purified and made white. That is, as the end of the world comes, that is the time when God will be building up his church, building up the saints of God to bring them to the fullness of the stature of Christ. That is part of the purifying that the angel is talking about. Because the saints of God, after we are saved, we are to come to the perfection. He said he has put out in the household of God prophets, evangelists, for the perfecting of the saints. They are going to be purified and made white. That is going on at this end of the world. That's why the Bible said, in the time of those kings, in the book of Daniel chapter 7, we said, in the days of all those numerous kings, the God of heaven will raise up his own kingdom. Which is at the end of this world, God is raising up his own kingdom. What does that mean? What about all the apostles? Are they not part of the kingdom that have gone on almost 2,000 years before? They are part of the kingdom. But at the end of the world, God is bringing in everlasting purification of the first fruits to get among the banks of believers some first fruits that will ripen to the fullness of the stature of Christ first. That is the purifying that is going on in silence. Among the banks of believers, God is moving to build up our faith to the level of overcomers, so that we can overcome the dragon, like the Bible said. And then, at the end, when that is completed, he will come down and this thing will be over with. Now, verse 11, the angel was going to talk about the timetable. Now, he's going to give us some dates, so to speak. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. And angel told Daniel that you just don't worry about it, about understanding this, because you will grow old and go and die and go on to your own rest. But this thing is still going to be after a long time. And that happened just like it was said. Now the angel mentioned, from the time the daily sacrifice was taken away and the abomination set up, we can interpret that in many ways. The daily sacrifice in the city of Jerusalem, in the old temple, when the temple was built before Christ came, that's they have daily sacrifice then. But since after Christ, the sacrifice was stopped. The daily sacrifice in the temple was stopped when the city was destroyed, at least 70 AD. He said, from the time the daily sacrifice was stopped, an abomination set up, it will be about 1,290 days. Now, what the angel was talking right now, people have said, well, maybe that really means 3.5 years, if you count it as literal days. But if you look at what he said, from the time they stopped the sacrifice till an abomination is set up, will be almost 2,290 days. Till when? Could be till the end, or till it's restored. But people think he's talking from the time from the abomination till resolution of from the time it was stopped, the abomination set up. But I would like to say, it looks like it's from the time that this city was destroyed till everything will be over, or till this thing will be restored. still, the city will be restored and the temple restored. But that, like, one, if you stay a day, it's like a year. Like, it's talking about, it's going to be thousands of years. So that is what I'm trying to make this to mean. I'm trying to interpret this way. That the angel was actually giving us some clue that from the time they destroyed the temple till all these things will be restored again, it's not like a 70 days, like in days of Jeremiah told them, 70 days the city will be restored again, 70 years. Daniel came to Babylon and in 70 years later they were restored to their Jerusalem. But he's telling them this time, when they destroy the city, it's going to be 1,000 and something years, so to speak. And we can look at it, it's almost beyond that right now. It's almost like it's almost getting to 2,000 years right now since the city and the temple was destroyed and the temple has not been rebuilt. The city has been restored, but the temple has not been rebuilt. So you can say, when was the city restored? Maybe the city being restored to the Jews was like in the 1967, or somebody say it's only 1967 was when it was restored. Yeah, maybe actually it's talking about when the Jews begin to go into the land. That would be like since 1900 AD, 1910, and so they are Jews going back to the land. But before that time, they are just sprinkles of Jews coming back to that land. So for almost 1,000 and something years, the city was desolate. The land was desolate. So the angel has given us a long time. He says it's going to be a long time this time, because every time they have been offending God and God sent them out of that land, it was just for 70 years in the days of Daniel. They left, they were driven away just for 70 years. But the angel was saying this is going to be long, 1,000 and something. So this is what I believe he's talking about here. And many other people have interpreted to mean that from the end of the world, see, the Antichrist comes, it's going to be this. But this is more or less talking about the days from the time the temple is destroyed before it's restored again. So they go your way, Daniel, till the end of it. And then he also gave another in verse 12. He said that blessed is he that waited and cometh to the 1,305 days, which is instead of the 1290, now it's the 1335 days. So which is only God knows really how to pinpoint. Nobody has been able to pinpoint those days and figure. Because some people have said, we know what it means, and they give you what it means, and in the end, time passes and they don't, and they can realize that it's not what they thought it meant. So, but in all, what is God telling us? Everything is coming to a close right now. Because even if you think it's 1,290 years, we are past that. If you think it's 1,290 times 2, we are almost passing that. That will be 2,500 years. We are almost getting close to that now. So it's time for everybody to begin to look up, because Christ is coming soon. But the events of the end of the world is worth watching. The events between the United Nations and the Middle East, the Palestinians and the Israelis, is worth watching. Because these are all the things that will end it all, like the Bible has given it to us. But which, whom, or whose side are you going to be? Or you may say, I'm in the side of the Jews. Or you say, I'm in, on the side of the Palestinians. You know, I am on the side of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he owns the land. And if you want to be on the side of the Lord Jesus Christ, you better be a Christian. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. Ask him to come into your heart. I'm not on the side of the United Nations. I'm on the side of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the United Nations wanted to take over the valley land and control it, so that there will be no fighting, no quarreling. But they are still wrong either, because the land belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he's taking it over. The kingdom of this world will become the kingdom of our Father God and of his Christ. And he's giving it unto the saints, which shall reign forever and ever. By that time, there will be no United Nations. It will be only the kingdom of Christ. And the saints shall reign forever and ever in all the countries of the world. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today and be a member of this kingdom. Bow your head and let me pray for you. Say, Jesus, come unto my heart. I accept you. I repent for my sins. Let me be free from sin from today and be a member of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for those who are listening. Touch them, Lord. Give them understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are more we can talk to you about in this scripture. But the few we have seen, may the Lord bless you to your heart. Write to us. Write to Gospel Distribution Ministry, Evangelist Julius.
Gospel Distribution Ministry, Post Office Box 71027, Phoenix, Arizona 85050.
God bless you. On the internet, our web address is gospeldistribution.org. www.gospeldistribution.org. Send us email webmaster@gospeldistribution.org and we shall respond to you. God bless you. See you again next time.